Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I'm your host, Osase Mafidon, and welcome to Season 1. Everybody, I hope everyone is doing well in the pandemic and are staying safe. And if you're not doing well, I am sorry and I am praying for you. Okay. Well, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about love. Love, L-O-V-E. Specifically, God's love for you. I feel like many people don't believe that God loves them, or they don't know that God loves them. You know, some people might be in a spectrum where it's like, Osase, if God loved me, I would not be going through this. If God loved me so much, my life would not look like this. If God loved me, my family members would not have died in the pandemic. Or you might be in another spectrum where you view God as this scary deity that loves to discipline and hates to love. You know, or you see him as like, if you make a mistake, that's strike one, you know, and two more strikes and your name will be removed from the book of life. But no, that is not the image that God wants us to have when it comes to his love for us. So in this episode, my assignment is to speak the truth over everyone. The truth that God loves you and his love for you is so large and so immeasurable that the little that we do understand, we have to live out. You know, love is more than the verbal words, I love you, but it's also action, depth, discipline, and so much more. So today, we're going to explore those vast areas where God loves us. And I pray that as you finish listening, you will leave this episode having felt the love of God. So please, grab your Bible and grab a box of tissues because you might just cry today, okay? Okay, let's begin. In the beginning of the year, I started this one-year devotional that goes through the whole Bible, and at some time I landed on Job. Aside from the craziness that happened to him, there was this particular verse that struck me when I read it. The verse reads, "You guided my conception and formed me in the womb." This is Job 10:10. And when I finished reading, I felt an obligation to share with people that their conception was always the plan. For some reason, I felt like someone somewhere was told by their parents or a guardian that they were not planned and that their parents never wanted them. I am here to exclaim that God loves you so deeply. Like, God loves you so much that out of all the people, you know, could have came, it was you. As in, when God was forming the earth, he saw you. When he orchestrated both of your parents coming together to become one, he chose you. He guided your conception and formed you in your mother's womb. That's not by accident, baby. That is not by accident. You were always meant to be here. You were always meant to have life, to breathe. God loves you so much that he said, I have to have her on earth. I have to be in relationship with her or him on earth. He loves you so much that he guided your conception and said that, my daughter, my son, I need you to be here. That's how much God loves you. That out of all the people that could have came from your parents, it is you. You are not a mistake. You are not a burden. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, and you are meant to be here on earth. So please don't ever say that you're a mistake. Please don't ever think of suicidal thoughts because you're meant to be on earth. So regardless of what anyone has said that is contrary to this truth, you are meant to be breathing and you're meant to be doing God's work. So that's just one of the ways that we see how much God loves us. Okay, so next, please flip through Romans 8 verses 35, 38, and 39. It says, can anything ever separate us from God's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? 38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. 39. No power in the skies above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love for us is so big, so large, that nothing can separate us from it. It's not a love that is easily broken. It is so strong, so firm. His love for you is so fervent, so passionate, that he said, I don't want anything to ever separate you from me. Nothing. So how can we sit there and be like, God, you don't love me? He said, I can't even have anything on earth or even in heaven separate you from me. That's how much he loves you, to the point where he said, there can be no boundary against the love that I have for him, have for her. That's how much God loves you. When we go back to Romans 8:35, it says, does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? When you're going through trials and tribulations, when it feels like the world is literally against you, when you have no food on the table, it does not mean that God does not love you. When we go through trials and tribulations, it's not a question of, God, what did I do wrong? But rather, God, what can I learn from this? God's love is not equated to our emotions. Just because you may be happy and life is going good, it doesn't mean God loves you more than when you are sad and depressed in your bed. God's love does not fluctuate based on our feelings. Baby, God loves you regardless. God's love for you goes outside of the pain that we may feel. Okay? So in Romans chapter 8, we learn two things: that God's love for us is not equated to our circumstance. And two, we learned that God loves us so much that he took away any kind of boundary that could separate us from him. Now, please turn with me to Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19. It says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. This verse states one thing. God's love for us is so powerful, we can't even understand it. God's love for you is so wide, so long, so high, and so deep, to the point where we can't even fathom how much he loves us. I want to denounce the lie of the enemy that God doesn't love you. Because in the scripture, it clearly says how much he loves us. Okay? God loves you so, so much. God's love for you is so powerful. God's love for you is so insurmountable. Like, you can't even calculate how much he loves you. So that's number three. That's Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19. Now let's move down to Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12. It says, my child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. God loves you so much that he's trying to correct your mistake. So when you're being disciplined by God, even if you're a new believer or you've been a believer for years, don't think God is punishing you. He is correcting you because he loves you. I can't let you stray away and live this type of life if it's not the life you're supposed to live. Therefore, I have to discipline you. That's what God does. God knows what he's doing when he disciplines you. So don't ever think that you know more than God, because, baby, no, you don't. So that's Proverbs 3, 11, verses 12. God loves us so much that he disciplines us. And discipline is not a bad thing, but it's a good thing, because it means that we're moving closer to God. Then we have 1 John 3, verses 1. It says, see how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. God doesn't see you as a little person who's on earth while he's in heaven. God sees you as his child. For all the parents listening, you can understand the depth of love that comes with having a child. And if you don't have children like me, we understand the depths of how much our parents care for us. And God calls you his child. He formed you in the womb. He loves you so much that he disciplines you. We are God's children. And I'm sorry if you didn't have good parents who were able to emulate what I'm speaking, but our Father is not like our parents. He's so, so much more. And he loves us as his children because we are his children. You know, and that's the truth. We see through all these verses God's loving character, that before we were born, God wanted a relationship with us. That his love does not fluctuate based on our circumstances. And his love is immeasurable. We also learned that when God corrects us, it's him showing us love. God is so in love with his creation, and we need to start acting like it and putting respect on his name. But I know sometimes we forget. So I actually have this activity for us to do when we either feel unloved or are unsure of this truth. So just come back to this section and replay this exact spot. And I believe that you will feel encouraged and empowered to overcome your doubt. So this is what I need you to do. Please go to the mirror, look at your beautiful face, and repeat after me. I am passionately loved by God. No one can separate me from God's love, not even my sins. I am meant to be here on earth. God does not make any mistakes, therefore I am not one. And please continue to repeat these until they sink deep within your heart, because you need to know that you are loved. You are loved so fervently. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this topic is because in our everyday lives, we cannot love correctly if we don't know God's love for ourselves. Like, how are you supposed to display God's love to a racist woman if you don't know that God gives you grace every day? How are you supposed to emulate 1 Corinthians 13 if you never sat down to read it? You know, it says in the word that we love because God loved us first, and it is so true. So we have to learn how much God loves us so that we can love other people. And you might be like, okay, girl, we get it. You've been talking for a long time now. We loved. Cool. But how do I experience it? And a great way you can do that is through this week's recommended. This week's recommendation is a worship session to two songs. A worship session is a period devoted to showing deep respect and admiration to God through music. The first, which is by a Nigerian artist, is called Excess Love by Mercy Chiwo. And the second, Love Like This by Belonging Co. You know, we are an international podcast, so we have recommendations from all around the world. Anywho, please search these up on whatever platform you listen to music and get ready to dance, scream at the top of your lungs, and cry if you have to. This is the opportunity where you can apply this week's topic into your everyday lives. And I'm very hopeful. I truly believe that if you do it with all of your heart, God will meet you where you're at. I remember the song that I recommend this week, I remember singing it and really meaning it. And I kid you not, I felt God hug me. And you're like, girl, a hug? You're doing too much. I'm not lying. I felt like I was being hugged by God. And I believe that if you truly give it all you have, that you will be able to experience God's love. So maybe throughout this episode, you felt convicted and want to live for Christ now. This is the moment of repentance. So please repeat after me if you want to give your life to Christ. Jesus, Forgive me of all my sins. Today I declare that you are Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. Please cleanse my heart, my mind, and my conscience, and fill me with the Holy Spirit, that I may be able to walk like you. Amen. All the angels in heaven are dancing right now. If you just prayed that prayer of salvation, email me at everydayendeavors@gmail.com and we'll walk together in this journey. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I pray that you learned something new about God and are able to live it out. So go live out your life as a Christian in your everyday endeavors.